Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on. Looking like the trap of dawn.
Giving a microphone.
Dress, dress like a million bucks. Buying things in its cups.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. What a blessing this has been. Just an unforeseen blessing, man. You know, you never know. Can I tell you the truth? You know, when I first got into radio, a lot of my friends and associates, they started spreading the rumor that, you know, Steve done. He out. You know, he ain't on TV. He, you know, he ain't trying to do movies out here. He done fell off. He a DJ. And, yeah, I mean, you know, word get back because eventually somebody going to say, yeah, so-and-so said you wasn't doing good. You all right? You know, I've never felt like I wasn't all right. But that's other people. But what they didn't know and what I didn't really, really know, I was hoping. I felt comfortable about it. But what they did not know was God's plan for me. What they did not know that what God was going to do for me. What they didn't know was how God was going to show out for me. And so it's turned into this. I don't rub it in anybody's face. I don't say, hey, you see me now. But it just makes me understand a little bit more. It really ain't man, it's God. It's you and God. It's just you and God. So here's the deal today. I wanted to kind of go over something. People ask me all the time, they say, Steve, how do you do all the things you do in the course of a day? You do this, you do this, you do this, and you do this. Okay, are you ready? Here's the secret. Here's the secret. This is not fooling around or nothing. Here is the thing. I care about every minute of the day. I actually allocate every minute of the day. I have a plan. That I recognize the night before, the week before, the month before, the year before, the 2 year before. I got something I want to accomplish in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. I talk about it all the time. But when you break it down, like I always say, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. I got it broken down to what's going to happen tomorrow. And I've even got it broken down to what's going to happen every hour that I'm awake. And then I break that even down a little bit further. I care about every minute of the day. Okay, Steve, how can you care about every minute of the day? Okay, here's the deal. Some people have it locked in their mind that I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work, and when I get off work, soon as I get off work, I'm going to go to happy hour, I'm going to stop by the bar, I'm going to go by the club, I'm going to go get a beer. I'm going to do one. I'm going to chill. Okay, now let me ask you something. If you are not where you want to be in life, why are you chilling all the time? Every day? Is that necessary? Is that going to get you where you want to be any faster, or does it move you any closer? And the answer is just flat out no. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say you have a trip that you're going to take. Let's say you in New York and you want to go to California. I don't know exactly how many miles that is, 2,000-3,000 miles, something like that. I don't know how many days that actually take you, but I think 3 days, 4 tops of steady driving, you know, rest, you know, where you got to, but you can be there in 3 days if you drive. Why would you have a goal to go to New York from New York to L.A., realizing how many miles it is? Somebody done told you. Because, see, whatever you're trying to be, somebody done been that before you. Now, if somebody told you how many miles it was to there, and why would you get off on all the rest stops? Why would you get off to have ice cream every time you see the ice cream sign? Why would you get off at the food center every time you saw food center? Why would you get off for gas every time you saw the gas sign? You don't need gas every time you see the gas sign. You ain't got to have the ice cream sign just because they put it out there. And you ain't got to stop at the fast food restaurant just because it's at the next exit, 2 exits down, and the billboard is attractive to you. If you're going somewhere, why don't you go ahead and get there? See, too many times, man, people want to stop at the rest area, enjoy the sights, look at the scenery. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to enjoy life as you go along, but if you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? See, you cannot keep playing all the time and expect to see the results. You've got to get committed to what you want. Look, man, this life will be whatever you want to make it to be. You know, if you don't have nothing, you look around and you ain't got nothing. Hey, man, it really ain't nobody's fault now. But if you're not where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? Stop resting all the time. You don't need to chill every day. Be about your business, man. Have a sense of urgency about yourself, your future, your legacy, your children, the people that's responsible, the people you're responsible for. You got to develop a sense of urgency here. You just cannot, I repeat, you cannot just lollygag your way through life and then look up, now you 40, 50, 60. And you ain't got nothing. And you're sitting up here going, wow, man. But look back at your life and all the years you toasted. I mean, you cooked some years doing nothing. Oh, man, how many times, man, have we done this to ourselves? Because I did it to me. I spent all of my 30s making up for my 20s. I spent 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. I spent all 10 of them years making up for my 20s. Man, if I only knew then what I know now, how many times you done said that? If you're not where you trying to get to, why don't you go on and get there? Come on, man. Put your head down. Bow your head and grind. Now, people say, well, what about sleep? Okay. Let's quickly cover this right here. For people who care very deeply about sleep, you're not going to be successful. Sleep cannot mean more than being awake. When you sleep, man, well, what about your rest? Get your rest. I'm not saying you're not supposed to rest, but you ain't got to sleep 8 hours a day. You ain't got to sleep 10 hours a day. You ain't got to be in bed at 10 and up at 8. You ain't got to do that, man. Your body don't need 10 hours sleep. Your body really don't need 8 hours sleep. Quiet as it's kept. Let me tell you the truth. If you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? You ain't going to get there sleep. I don't care what people tell you. Look, man, you can talk to a bunch of non-successful people if you want to. They got a whole lot of rules for you that don't make no sense. You know, got to have a plan B. Who told you that? You know, certainly you got to have 8 to 10 hours sleep. Okay, look at what they have. Now listen to them. If they have what you want to have, listen to them. If your boss is in the car that you want, follow your boss home one day. If he's in the car you've always dreamed of being in, if he pulls up at the house you've always dreamed of owning, then that's where you need to be. But guess what? He not going to hire you over him. He not going to let you have his job. So wouldn't you think that position available? But if that ain't the car you always dreamed of having, and that ain't the car, and that, excuse me, and that ain't the house you want to pull up in for the rest of your life, you got to move on, man. You got to get to where you're going. If you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? Stop resting and chilling, man, and concentrate on grinding. Quit caring about sleep so much and just get yourself some rest and then get back up and get at it. That's how you get it, folks. If you got another way, please email me, steveharvey.com. The email bag is open. I'm always interested in hearing another way where I can slow it down. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Everybody around the world, you are listening.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, I want you to do it now.
We are listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Want to do it.
Yeah, we go. I'm about to
do it now.
Introduce them to you.
Here we go.
We're going to start with the ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
They make the show real gravy.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know. She's been with the beginning of the show. She's the one with the voice. She's the lady's choice. I'm talking about Shirley.
Talking about Shirley.
Good morning.
Talking about Shirley.
Come on.
Good morning.
It's Shirley. Running down now, Steve, running down.
And here we go. Let's move it on.
Yeah,
got another lady on the show.
Yeah,
ain't ever on the phone.
She one
thing
make
from
it
out west.
Uh-huh.
She make us do our best.
Yeah.
Take all the meeting with the white folk.
Uh-huh.
Come back, tell us what we don't know.
I make a dollar. I'm talking about Carla.
I make a dollar.
I'm talking about Carla. Running down, Steve. Running down, some more.
Here we go.
Hey.
We're starting to do it.
Hey.
About to introduce him to it.
Yeah.
Bought him out of Houston, Fifth Wall. Didn't know he didn't have the right car.
Ah.
Bought and moved up in the world.
Uh-huh.
Dressed now for all the little girls.
Hey.
Got a suit on every day.
Hey.
Walk in here like the money he made.
And the man, he won't ruin ya. You know I'm talking about Julia. Oh, yeah. Julia. Julia. Junior. Running down, Steve.
Here go. This here next one.
Uh-huh.
Came in a trade.
Yo, yeah.
Was on another show.
Uh-huh.
Then he left one damn day.
Uh-huh.
Came over here, everything looking. Found out he could actually cook it.
Uh-huh.
We ain't let him talk on this show.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He ain't been silenced no more.
Yeah.
Everybody think that he on the round.
Uh-huh.
Everybody know that he from the ground.
Uh-huh.
But I'm talking about my main man.
Uh-huh.
His name J. Anthony Brown.
Brown.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
You know they say last but not least,
uh-huh,
but it got the less sense of us all.
Uh-huh.
Damn near stupid in the fall.
Uh-huh.
I think he fell when he was a baby.
Uh-huh.
Something happened, maybe, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Stupid as he wanna be.
I think he
but
is.
But the king of the pranks is what we call him.
And I
stupid
think
as stupid as he can be.
I think he's here to harm me. Everybody talking about Tommy. Tommy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll be right back.
That was a great amendment.
Oh, man.
Make a song out
of
anything.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny, as if that wasn't enough. Okay, the song.
That's the new intro right there.
Loving all of that. But, Steve, you know, we just came up with some questions. We you know how you love Ask Steve, and we love asking you questions.
Now, this ain't CEO or nothing, just regular Steve.
Just some questions. Random questions, yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm ready.
All right. You could just take this one and run with it, actually. Okay. This is a Ask Steve. We're going to Ask Steve. Steve, you know how you love this. Ask Steve.
Let's go. There should be a level of appreciation from the upper management for the job you all have done. But I'm looking around the room, and I don't really see nothing that special going on.
Not one person.
I don't really see nothing that special going on. So, you know, I mean, you're in here because there's a check. The moment I cut these checks, I would expect none of you to come back the next day.
I would come for free.
And
I love what we
all
do.
All those are lies.
So now
that we've got that out the way, I have come to the conclusion that your loyalty is attached to a check. And therefore, my desires for perfection from you should be reflective of that check.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So now,
is that fair?
As you all ask your questions today, I will also give you not only the answer, but the rebuttal to that. So y'all can begin anytime you like. Our meeting is open and adjourned.
All right, Steve, if you made your goal $1 billion, would you break us off? And how much?
Yeah, if I made $1 billion and I left the radio show early, I would give y'all something.
What would that be?
Everybody get $1 million.
Wow.
Oh,
How can we look at your books to know that you get it? We need to, you know, what you ain't gonna do is get there and
what?
I don't know it. I need to know that when you close to that billion. Because what I don't want is for you to get there and we don't know you got it.
We're working for years. And then he
keeps saying,
we can't find him.
If I got $1 billion, I'm not getting up every morning to do the radio.
So he here.
So you know I'm there.
Clue number one.
That's clue number one.
Clue number one.
And you can't look at my book.
And when you get like $100,000 from that billion, holler at your boy so I can make that deposit over in there and you'll be there because I know the million coming back. You see what I'm saying?
900 million.
Yeah. I'm going to get you in there.
Oh, man, in ones.
We can go into the strip club.
I'm
going to
have a little celebration.
Just
know that.
Okay, next question, Shirley.
All right. You got a question? Go ahead.
What do you think you were good at, but you are actually quite bad at it?
Oh, that's a good question.
What do I think I was good at, but I'm actually quite bad at?
Yeah.
Golf.
You think you're good at golf?
I hit a shot one time. I thought I was somebody. Right after that, I found out I wasn't.
Okay.
Golf has been a challenge for me. I was headed to be a pretty good piano player at one point. I could have been.
Oh, really? I can see that. You ain't bad at the piano.
You can play.
Yeah, but I could have been really good at the piano, and then poverty struck. There was no money for lessons. So.
That's on my bucket list.
We didn't have money for lessons or piano. So,
let me ask this question. What is it you do that you do with other people that are better than you? Would that be golf?
What do I do?
Now, what is it you play that the other people are better than you, but you play it anyway? Would that be golf?
Yeah, I mean, like, I play with the same foursome all the time, man, because we have such a great time. My boy Blue dried that golf ball way down that fairway, man. Mm-hmm. If I could hit my driver like him, they couldn't touch me. But I putt and chip better than all of them. Because I ain't never on greens in regulation, so I got to get up there sometime.
Okay.
So I'm pretty good at that
part. You get a lot of practice, right?
Yeah.
You're in the rough all the time.
I'm on the edge.
Here's the next question, Steve. If you lost all of your money, if you just woke up tomorrow morning and you were broke again or your bank account was wiped out, all of that, do you think you could rebuild?
And how quickly? Definitely. I may not be able to get back to where I am right now, Mm-hmm. But I could rebuild my income. I could become a millionaire in a year.
Get right back to it.
Right back.
Because it's a state of mind, right?
You know, yeah, I could become a millionaire within a year. Easily. Easily. Because I understand what it takes. I know the principles. And I know what I'm willing to do. I know what I'm willing to do. So it wouldn't a year. I'd be a millionaire before the year was up. Easily.
Wow. That's quite profound.
Well, you can still do comedy, and it's ticket prices.
Boy,
right,
let me tell you
something. You go back on the road.
Oh, yeah, you go back to comedy.
I'll be on that stage.
Oh, yeah. Make that in no time.
45 days from the moment I got nothing. Yeah, 45 days later, yeah. Steve Harvey live at the Fox.
It's a different ticket price.
But it's all right to be homeless when you're living out of your Rolls Royce. You know what I'm saying? That's cool.
It's all right.
That's a nice homeless.
I have a serious question.
Go ahead.
Since we get here, and we do the show, there's no time that we have a lunch break. What I would like to know, when is lunch?
When you're not talking.
You can eat your lunch.
That's right. You quit talking, you could be. Yeah.
Being a diabetic, I have to have a lunch break.
We have covered that, and your orange juice is in the refrigerator.
Can we keep in the office?
We have it right here. And we are also a new policy. We are deducting all this Tropicana out your pay.
I just want to ask you something.
Yeah, man.
We've been working here, and we have not seen a cost of living raise. Do we even get them?
Ain't going to see a cost of living raise.
All right, Steve, we'll come back. We have some more questions throughout the morning. But coming up next, Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with today's national news. Turmoil in the White House. Okay, what else is new?
He lost home.
Yeah. Somebody is resigning every day.
Every day.
Yes. But right now, the nephew is here with Run That Prank Back from yesterday. What you got, Neff?
Shirley?
Yeah.
Your son, my daughter. That's it right there. Your son, my daughter. Let it ride.
Your son, my daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's going to be crazy.
Did you want your daughter, my son?
Don't
I mean, how do you want
your ass one
yeah, day. That's why I was on my way, Jay. You hit
seriously, Jay. You're right.
I was right there.
I'm with you when you're right.
One day it's going to be.
I just want him to say one more thing.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Darren's father. Is this Darren's father?
Yes, it's Darren Singer.
Listen, I'm calling you. LaShonda is my daughter. She goes to college up there with your son.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting the word I got a few minutes ago was that the two of them then run off and then got married together. I don't know what make them run off and get married like
that. Wait. Where'd you hear this from?
I just got a phone call from one of the kids at the school saying that this the girl that grew up with all through grade school. She called and said LaShonda and Darren then ran off and got married together. And they done it yesterday or something.
My son ain't. I talked to him about 3 days ago, and he ain't done nothing like that. I know. So
they said they did it yesterday. I've been calling LaShonda and calling. Ain't nobody picking up. And I call the boy. They give me the boy phone number. And I call him. And ain't nobody picking up and answering nothing. It ain't like my baby girl to do like nothing, nothing like this here.
Well, it's not like my son to do nothing like that without talking to me first. So let me call down there and talk to Darren. And give me your number, and I'll call you back.
I'm going down there to that school myself. I'm going to find both of them. Now, I'm going to call you to let you know this. Now, if I find out that my baby girl then ran off and got married because she done got pregnant, I promise you I'm going to do something to that boy of yours if he got my baby pregnant. You hear me?
Wait a minute now. You're not going to do nothing to my son. Now, I understand about your daughter, but that's my son now. You're not going down and put your hands on my son.
If he got my baby, if he got me, that's my only baby. I I got. That's it.
Well, I understand that's your only baby, but that's my only son. And you talking about going to put your hands on him, you're going to have a problem.
If he got my baby pregnant, your son, Darren Corey, I'm going to beat his ass. I mean that.
What's your name again? What's your name?
Dylan, my name. You hear me? It's my baby.
What's your name? What's your name?
Dylan. D-I-L-L-A-N-T.
I know how to spell your damn name. Look here, Mr. Dylan. You're not going to put your hands on my son.
Baby pregnant, I am. And that's the only reason I can see her doing something like that, because I told her years and years and years, you don't make no baby. You don't make no baby and not be married. You don't do it.
Hey.
If she went off and got married, that means she tried to make it right. That's what she did.
Mr. Dylan, listen to me now. I understand that's your daughter. I'm sorry if she's pregnant or whatever, but let me talk to my son before you go down there trying to do something crazy. Okay?
Let me tell you something. Your son didn't coerce my baby girl into getting married and he didn't got her pregnant. I know what's going on. I know what it is.
My son ain't done nothing to your daughter. Let me call down there and talk to him before you talk about going down there and putting your hands on somebody.
I told my baby, leave them little thugs alone. He ain't nothing but a thug.
Wait, whoa. Don't be accusing my son of being no damn thug now.
Well, what kind of man run off and get mad at the age of 20 and ain't talk to the parents or nobody? What make them do something like that?
Well, you talking about, I told you my son ain't done nothing to get
mad. How are you raising him? How did you raise him? Evidently you didn't raise him right.
Wait a minute now. Who the hell you talking to?
I'm talking to you. If my baby pregnant, I'm going to beat your boy. If you down there, you're going to get your toe out too.
Hold on. Who the you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. If you dare to play, I'm talking to you.
Hold on, man. You ain't put your hands on nobody. You put your hands on my so you don't have a clap. You understand me? That's my son.
My baby, I understand about
your daughter. But that's my
baby. My baby pregnant. My baby pregnant.
Hey, man. That's my son you talking about putting your hands on. You gonna have a problem with me.
If my baby pregnant, I promise you, she ain't gonna never know her daddy, because I'm gonna do something to that boy. You hear me?
Man, that's the last time I want to hear you see you gonna do something to my son now. Now, you go sit on down, gather yourself, and relax for a minute. Let me call my son, and I'll get back to you.
I got something else I need to tell you.
Well, say it, man. What else you got?
I got something else. Before I go down to that school and get the whooping, I want you to know one thing before I get off this phone.
What is it, man?
Is you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
His nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mr. Darren, you just got pranked by your son, Darren Jr.
Oh, my goodness. That boy got better sense than that. No, I got high blood pressure. What the hell? Wait, I call his mom and tell her what the done. Wasting my time fooling me.
I gotta ask you, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is. What y'all think?
I love it.
Y'all
I love it, man. We think it's gonna be one day.
Yeah, we think Jay is right. You're gonna get
your foot
behind.
Whatever. Hey, I'm in Baltimore. Last night was a good show. Two tonight. Supposed to be too sad tonight, but guess what? I've been listening to my quote unquote mentor. Mm-hmm. Added a show 4:45 on Saturday. 4:45 on Saturday. The nephew has added a show at the Baltimore Factory. Tickets are on sale right now. Get your tickets. Matter of fact, you can call
them. Excuse me, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
At 4:45?
Yes, it is.
Quarter to five?
Yes, sir. Trust me. For those people that don't like to be out late, trust me, Uncle Steve. I have done it before. I have done it several times. It's dark in the club. Ain't no windows in there. Come on in. Come on in and call right now and get you some tickets at 410-547-7798. That's 410-547-7798. Baltimore Comedy Factory. The nephew added a show Saturday, 4:45 p.m. Get your tickets.
Uncle Mentor, this is you advised him to do this? Or because you don't sound like it. Yeah, you don't sound like it.
He didn't run this by you?
Did he run this by you?
No, he didn't.
So how's the mentoring going, by the way?
You know, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't? You're the mentor. What do you mean you don't
know?
Well,
it's a funny mentoring.
Has
that
it been to fix my life? Have you had that moment yet?
No, we ain't had that. It's a funny mentoring that I'm doing.
I don't understand what you mean.
I don't understand either, Sharon. It's like,
what do you mean you don't?
Is that what we're doing today? We talking about what we don't understand?
Because I hear about it when we on the radio. That's when you.
Shirley.
Yeah.
The only time I hear anything about mentoring is if you bring it up.
Coming up at the top of the hour, this is not good. Coming up at the top of the hour, Ms. Ann is going to be here with today's national news. Turmoil.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Delta announced on Saturday that it was ending travel discounts for members of the National Rifle Association. That set off a firestorm among the leading Republican candidates for governor, including Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, who immediately said he would kill any legislation that would remove a $40 to $50 million fuel tax charge to Delta. All right?
Over some damn ticket discounts.
So how about we just get rid of him then when it's time to vote? We just get him out.
That's how you make change.
Now you're talking. Mm-hmm. Your vote matters.
Okay, so now you ain't going to give us the gas tax credit so they can keep these ticket prices down because you mad because y'all, the NRA can't fly to the meetings with a little discount. Really? So NRA members are more important to you than your overall constituents and the employees of Delta.
That's profit really. Over people.
Did you think about this at all?
Nah, don't sound. Mm-hmm.
No, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, I've been watching these NRA people, and it's a lot of them. But what they're hanging on to is something that nobody's trying. Okay. It's the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
They think that this is gospel because these forefathers printed it hundreds of years ago.
You're talking about
Constitution. Excuse me. Yeah. It has to be amended.
Yep.
You have to change. Amend this thing.
Okay. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and the state legislature followed through. This week, the legislature passed a bill cutting the state's income tax, which included killing the tax break for the airlines. Okay, did you hear that? Now, other states are now thinking about trying to get Delta to leave Atlanta, Georgia. Please keep in mind, all of this happened on the same day as an armed high school teacher in Georgia was arrested on Wednesday. Oh, I heard about this. After he barricaded himself inside a classroom and fired a shot through a window.
Out the window.
A teacher?
Yeah, a teacher. Yeah. Yes, so, a teacher.
So that in pretty Georgia. Much kills the good idea of teachers having guns.
Yeah.
Shot that out the window.
Yeah. 53-year-old Jesse Randall Davidson locked his classroom door at Dalton High School just before students arrived for his class and wouldn't let anyone in. That's good. That part is good. The school was immediately put on lockdown, and moments later, Davidson grabbed a handgun and fired a shot through a window. Students at the school were all over social media afterwards, slamming President Trump's suggestion that teachers should be armed. Even the kids know this. Come on now.
They always come up with something teachers need to do except help them teach.
Except give them more money.
Pay them.
How about
pay
that?
Them.
How about that?
Give them better facilities.
That's what you need to do.
Better health care.
Books.
Yeah.
Give students a desk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Resources.
Right.
You know what kills.
Taking their own money, buying supplies.
Yeah, for their students that they care so much about.
Yeah.
This is what kills me. We don't want Korea to have nuclear weapons at all. We don't want that. But at the same time, we cool with having these assault rifles over here.
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, they talk about these assault rifles like it's this lady on TV said, it's just a big badass looking gun. That's all it is. It just fires X amount of rounds. I have one. Okay, but you have one for what?
Exactly.
What do you have one for?
Exactly. Because she can. Because it's legal and she can.
They
That's
are
it.
Against the president saying that he wants to ban bump stocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want no, you can't do that. You gotta take this NRA and you gotta make them not so powerful when it comes to these politicians. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that is if you are pulling for the NIA and you won't change the laws, you're not going to be in office.
Exactly.
That's it.
Republican or Democrat.
Right.
You get rid of you.
Change the laws or we'll change you.
See, that's all we got to do.
That's all you
got
to do.
If you ain't going to change these laws,
we're going to change you.
Then we're going to change you. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. And yes, you're right. More than 2,000 mourners, everybody out there, will be attending the funeral today of the late Reverend Billy Graham. His body lay in state in the Capitol Hill Rotunda for 2 days, but he's being funeralized today in his native Charlotte, North Carolina. Billy Graham was called America's pastor and was the first to use TV to spread the word.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer. This will be an hour of decision, and you will never be the same today. Even if you refuse Christ, you'll never be the same.
And, of course, the voice of Reverend Billy Graham. Unlike his son Franklin and many other Christian ministers today, the Reverend Graham did not see his ministry as political. He ministered to Democrats as well as Republicans and was loved the world over. He died last week at age 99. President Trump wants to impose tariffs on imports of aluminum. He says he's acting on a recommendation made by the Commerce Department aimed at protecting domestic steel and aluminum. And the president says such a move should have been made years and years and years ago.
People representing us that didn't have a clue. Or if they did, then they should be ashamed of themselves because they've destroyed the steel industry, they've destroyed the aluminum industry and other industries, frankly. When you look at all the plants, the car plants, automobile plants that moved down to Mexico for no reason whatsoever, except we didn't know what we were doing.
And Trump is calling for a 25% tax on imported steel, 10% on aluminum, which is actually more than the Commerce Department recommended. And it's also contrary to what many of his top advisors say and some U.S. industries are saying. The industry say they rely on such imports to make cars, airplanes, and even cans. Critics say higher tariffs could cause increases in the price of goods for Americans and even spark a trade war with some of U.S.'s closest allies like Canada and Japan. According to a report, a new one, the Trump administration has sidelined at least a dozen Obama-era safety regulations involving transportation. Looks like the U.S. Congress about to end this week without voting on any gun control legislation. A judge in Virginia has ordered the city of Charlottesville to remove those black tarps that have been covering those two Confederate statues since last summer's deadly white racist rally there. So that's been gone. And today is National Dress in Blue Day.
She wore blue.
Velvet, which is so pretty. Back with more entertainment in today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The 90th Annual Academy Awards are this Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. Some of the presenters are Dave Chappelle, all right now, Lupita Nyong'o, Sandra Bullock, Jane Fonda. Some of the performers include Common and Andra Day, and Oscar-nominated Mary J. Blige. This is her year. She's going to perform Mighty River from the movie Mudbound. Nominees include Denzel Washington, Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out, Mary J. Blige from the movie.
That brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he was in
Black Panther.
Black Panther. Mm-hmm. But I still kept seeing him as Get Out. I just couldn't focus when he was on screen.
He was going to the sunken place.
Is he in the sunken place?
The movie Get Out, Three Billboards, The Post, The Shape of Water. I haven't seen The Shape of Water.
Very good movie. It's a monsters movie.
Uh-huh.
White lady falls in love with a monster.
With a sea monster?
Three Billboards is good.
Very good movie. Mm-hmm. Very good.
We all remember last year's Oscars, Steve. I know you remember this. This was when Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway mistakenly announced that La La Land had
yes,
won
Lord.
The Oscar instead of Moonlight.
Yes, Lord. Greatest
for Best
moment
Picture.
Of my
I
life.
I know.
It can happen to anybody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You can have one of them every year. You'd be happy.
How could you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No one's ever done that
before. Who's that stupid?
All of that. Uh-huh. Yeah, dude, you sit up here and come out here on the biggest night in Hollywood.
In Hollywood,
listen to me. When it comes to Hollywood and America, Miss Universe ain't even close to this here Oscar.
Yeah.
This day, baby. Boy, when I saw them dudes
what
going
did
out
you
there
do?
With their headsons on, snatching cards out their hands, and I realized what the hell, because I saw that look on his face.
Uh-huh.
I said, why the dude out there on camera with that headset? I said, I know that.
Could it be?
Jesus, is that you?
I take the wheel.
Did you hear me?
You yeah. might not come when you call it,
that's
but
right.
Right on time.
I have been redeemed.
I lit a cigar in my house. Marjorie was upstairs.
Yeah.
Steve, what is that I smell? It's a damn cigar. What it is? Steve, are you smoking in this house? Yes!
Whose is it?
She came downstairs talking about, why are you smoking in the house? Look!
Then that's it stopped there. Because yeah. you came to your senses.
Then Marjorie sat down and she lit one. You sitting over there with two cigars lit. We were celebrating the Oscar.
What did he do?
All right. Coming up at 34 after the hour, J. Anthony Brown in the building to murder yet another hit.
Yes!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. Steve, you created this opening song this morning, you and Jay. So tell us about it. We're going to murder that one.
I don't know. You know, it's sort of crazy. It just came out of nowhere.
Like all of our songs.
You know, we were just sitting up here and we just started the intro. And we ended up murdering the intros of all of you, and we just made it up. And Jay jumped in, and next thing you know,
y'all
I was caught up in it.
Y'all had a rhythm going.
You guys work well together. You do.
Run it down, run it down, run it down.
The ignorance is contagious. That's what it is.
You just can't sit there and not be ignorant.
No, I can't.
With
when I
him.
See ignorance like that, I can't.
Yeah,
just
you
sit
gotta
there,
jump no. in.
But there are some key points to this song, like Carla go and talk to the white folks.
No, that's that's classic.
Classic. Why was I jamming in my chair?
Down here for the dollar. Put your hands here for Carla.
Yeah. That was pretty
good. We didn't leave anybody out.
No.
No, everybody was good.
I like it.
We're supposed to run this every morning for 2 weeks, at least.
And if we do,
that's what you've decided.
We ain't got to be here.
If y'all will approve it, that's what we need to do.
Did you like it, Steve?
All right, well, let's hear it.
Well, we're about to find out. You are listening.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, want to do it now.
We are listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Want to do it, want to do it, want to do that.
There we go. I'm about to
do it now.
Introduce them to you.
Here we go.
We're going to start with the ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
They make the show real gravy.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know. She's been with the beginning of the show. She's the one with the voice. She's the lady's choice. I'm talking about Shirley.
Talking about Shirley.
Good morning.
Talking about Shirley.
Come on.
Good morning.
It's Shirley. Running down, nasty, running down.
And here we go. Uh-huh. Let's move it on.
Yeah,
got another lady on the show.
Yeah,
ain't ever, ever on the phone.
She
one thing from out west.
She
make us do our best.
Yeah.
Take all the meeting with the white folk. Come back, tell us what we don't know.
I make a dollar. I'm talking about Carla.
I make a dollar.
I'm talking about Carla. Running down, Steve. Running down some more.
Here we go.
Hey.
We're starting to do it. About to introduce him to it.
Yeah.
Bought him out of Houston Fifth Wall.
Woo.
Didn't know he didn't have the right car. Bought and moved up in the world. Dressed now for all the little girls.
Hey.
Got a suit on every day.
Hey.
Walk in here like the money he made.
And the man, he won't ruin ya. You know I'm talking about Julia. Julia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Julia. Julia. Junior. Running down, Steve.
Here go. This here next one. Came in a trade.
Yo, yeah.
Was on another show.
Then
he left one damn day.
Came
over here, everything looking. Found out he could actually cook it. We ain't let him talk on this show. He ain't been silenced no more.
Yeah.
Everybody think that he on the round.
Uh-huh. Everybody know that he from the ground. Uh-huh. But I'm talking about my main man. Uh-huh. His name J. Anthony Brown.
Brown, 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 brown. Brown, 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 brown. Brown, 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 brown. Brown, 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 brown. Brown, 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 running down, running down, running down, Steve Samoa.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Uh-huh. You know they say last but not least, uh-huh. But it got the less sense of us all. Uh-huh. Damn near stupid and profound. Uh-huh. I think it fell when he was a baby. Uh-huh. Something happened, maybe, I don't know. Uh-huh. Stupid as he want to be.
I think he
but
is.
The king of the pranks is what we call him.
And I
stupid
think.
As stupid as he can be.
I think he's here to harm me. Everybody talking about Tommy. Tommy. Tommy.
All right, speaking of the nephew, he has a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. You do not want to miss it, but up next, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, now?
You need to fix your appearance.
Huh?
You need to fix your appearance.
Who are you talking to? Yeah, what does that mean?
You hear what I said. You need to fix your appearance.
You
got to say it hard. When you're pranking, you got to prank hard. You need to fix your appearance.
Ooh, you into it.
Yeah. Run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mona, please.
This is her.
Hi, how you doing? My name is James over with the corporation. I'm with the corporate wardrobe. You've been with the company for about 8 years now. Am I correct, Mona?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You're correct.
Like I said, I'm from corporate wardrobe. Wanted to kind of give you a call. There's been some conversation about it, but wanted to give you a call about your appearance in the office.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your appearance seems to be pretty much intact as far as your clothing is concerned, so it's nothing, it has nothing to do with that.
Okay. Now, first of all, what are my appearance have to do with your corporation?
Well, what's going on, like I said, you've been with Corp for about, what, 8 years now, am I right?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. And
but you calling me, telling me something about my appearance.
Right,
so I just
right.
Need
now,
to
what I want to talk to you about is that What some of the workers in the office are having a problem with, and what we want to do is get you an actual doctor's appointment, because we want to see about helping you get a breast reduction.
A breast reduction?
Okay, now you. I mean, from my understanding, that your breasts are too large.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Now, who is this again?
My name is James. Like I said, I'm with corporate wardrobe, and I'm calling you actually pretty much from human resources of corporation.
Okay, now if you ain't calling him about something else concerning what we do here, instead of you calling me, telling me something about giving me a breast reduction, what you need to do is try to dig up some more because what I'm doing up in here, I'm going to wear them. They was on here, and I'm going to wear them. They came out, I wear them for them.
Mona, all we want to do is we want to get you a doctor's appointment so we can help you Get your breasts reduced so, you know, you'll feel a lot more comfortable and the people in the office will be a lot more comfortable, okay?
Man, I'm not, you ain't finna do a thing. You ain't finna come in and tell me some about what y'all gonna do to me. What you talking about? I've been with this business for almost 8 years and I ain't never had no problem with nobody telling me something about my breast. So what you need to do is find out who's going around here making these rumors. And first of all, I'm going to dig up because maybe one of these up in here talking about me and, you know, jealous because I'm on top of my and they jealous of me because I'm on, you know, I'm on mine and they around here got a problem with my breast.
Look, ma'am, my job is to get your breast reduced. I got to bring them down.
My is big, too. Can you reduce that?
Excuse me?
My is big. Can you reduce that?
Ma'am, listen, I got to get your breast down to it. I got to get it down. I gotta bring them down.
You ain't gonna do a thing. What you gonna get down is that's what you gonna get down. And what
ma'am, listen.
Do is stop worrying about my breath. So you and whoever calling you or telling you something about what I'm doing at this, tell them I said to kiss my. So what I need to do, I'm gonna do me. So if they don't like that, then hey, holler at them, because I'm going to find whoever doing it. Because they jealous, I'm a bad they don't understand it. And the men's come in, and what, whoop, whoop, they come to who? They come to my desk and ask for who? They ask for me.
Mona, I understand that, but what I'm saying is your breasts are a distraction in the office, and I got to get your breasts brought down.
First of all, whoever you are, you might need to come see, so you can sit your in the front of my desk and see how it looks. You might want to come back and bring all your
Mona, I can't. I don't want to come sit at your desk and see your. I gotta get you to a doctor and get your breast reduced. Now, when do you want an appointment?
I ain't gonna see no.
You're going to a doctor, Mona.
You bring your over here, because I ain't going to no doctor. What you talking about? The doctor, whoever you want me to go see, I ain't trying to hear. You hear? Please,
you know,
don't
Mona, they said,
what I'm gonna do.
They said you would act like this, Mona. They said you would react just this way. This is what the people in the office are talking about.
I don't give a damn what they... I've been in this company for almost 8 years. I ain't never had nobody calling me telling me some about my breast. What you need to do, first of all, you need to come in and see me. Because you might like what you see. Because I'm a big, bad, bold, beautiful woman. You better hear me. Here. What is your name and name? What's your name?
Why do you need my name?
I need your name, because I ain't never had somebody call my damn job and tell me some about my breast. I need to know your name, because I'm going to get some lawyer in this, because I don't play this here. I don't play that. So whoever you is in your carpet or whoever calling me about my breast, I don't play that. I need your name. I really do, because if you don't, I'm going to find out who this is.
Do you
want to
know my name? Do you want to know my name?
I want to know your damn name. Hell yeah, I want to know your name. What is it?
Are you listening?
What is it?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
You Why is her breast bigger than mine? Get the fuck out of limp. Man, y'all need to quit, boy. You don't make me go, okay.
You all right?
I'm all right. Woo, I can't believe it. Seeing her breast bigger than mine, and then she got a limp. I listen to this show every morning, and I just can't believe I got
I got
I'm gonna get
you,
that
baby.
Damn. She did it. She got me. You know, she got me, but I'm gonna catch her limp. I'm gonna catch her walking. It's okay. I'm going to get them.
All right, baby. I got one more thing for you, baby. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Baby, you already know that one and only Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now, how many people on this show, y'all don't like their appearance?
Everybody dressed real nice.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody
talking about height. Height is clean and...
Height is not an appearance, boy.
I'm mostly concerned about everybody's clean. We work together too closely.
Who's appearance? Who's Shirley? You,
yes.
You and Carl are pretty fashionable people.
Thank
of the
you.
Fellas, whose outfit selections have concerned you the most over the years?
Over the years. He's no longer with us, Steve.
No, I'm talking about the currently us.
But currently, so, okay, let's see.
Okay, currently. The outfit.
Thank you guys. Always, you all.
I've never
nicely.
Had any
yeah.
The outfits. Your gear has been correct.
Yeah, you guys.
To me.
I think so too.
Ask me.
You guys always look very nice and again
Junior's
clean.
Junior's trying to get in the game a little bit.
Yeah. Junior stepped it up a lot, man.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Well, I got more money.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I can shop at a different store.
Well, cool. That's a blessing. That's
yeah,
a blessing.
Because Harold, who was making my suits before, I couldn't, you know.
Not Harold.
Yeah, name Harold. 250.
Now you could let Jay make your suit. You just ain't gonna have no pockets. But you can get Jay.
Don't put your phone nowhere, man.
I share something with you, and it comes back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Team Jay.
I'm Team Jay.
My bad. I'm Team Jay.
Now Jay does.
No, you ain't.
I'm Team Jay.
Speaking of Jay, though, he does have this real interesting suit. The one with all the different patches. I think, Jay, it's from all the suits you've ever made in your life.
All the suits I've ever had made by a young man by the name of Mr. Lee. He took
all the
patches.
So that's like a quilt?
It's like a quilt, but it's a cool jacket.
You wearing a quilt?
Yeah, it's a cool jacket, but
it's a cool jacket. It's not a quilt.
It concerned you, Sharon?
Yeah, it just...
Why are you bringing it up?
When I first saw it, and I was like, Jay... And he was like, oh, because he knew. That's all I said was Jay, and he knew immediately. And he said, oh, my jacket.
I was busy.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, I got to put this in. Baltimore Comedy Factor. I added one more show in Baltimore Saturday at 4:45 p.m. Get your tickets. They on sale right now.
When did you have to throw that in?
Yeah. We're talking about Jay's suit.
Yeah, but I had to throw that in because this is my time. Like, right after prank, that's my time. That's my time right there after prank, okay. You know.
We'll be back.
With the strawberry letter for today, Steve.
See, that ain't my time. That's your time. See, you talk about you. That's when you post.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now, before we get to today's strawberry letter, President Trump bucks his own Republican Party and is vowing to pursue common sense measures to reduce gun violence. During a bipartisan meeting with some lawmakers at the White House, Trump said it is time to turn grief into action. He also called for increased background checks and a greater emphasis on mental health issues. Also interesting, the president defended the NRA, but said they're not always right. He also noted that many lawmakers are needlessly afraid of the powerful gun rights group. The NRA isn't thrilled with the president's discussion with lawmakers. A spokeswoman for the gun advocacy group tells CNN that it made for great TV, but bad policy that wouldn't keep children safe.
What? Shirley, if he swings this really might help Trump.
You know what, man?
Yeah, I'm sure he's looking at that.
You know, if he sticks to that,
yeah,
unlike he did with DACA.
Right, he's flipped
If he
before.
Sticks with that, it would be a great help. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, man, his constituents, these people, this Second Amendment, man, it's like a scripture to them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely,
it's,
Steve.
It's like a scripture to them. They're hanging on to that, and it makes no damn sense.
Well, the Constitution is like the Bible.
Yeah, but it ain't.
To them.
It's a flawed document. It has been flawed since they wrote it. If we had stayed with the full Constitution, women, y'all wouldn't even be able to vote, let alone me too. African Americans would be Negroes and considered 3/5 of a human being.
So if all that changed, how come this can't change?
Because they hanging on to that one, man. They forefathers made it.
Well, they made the other ones too.
They've been wrong, but that them didn't have money attached to it.
Okay. Well, right.
Yeah.
This has money and power attached to it. They not letting this one go. And what's foolish is, what's so foolish about it is, the NRA members who are not gun manufacturers, mm-hmm. just American gun owners, mm-hmm. are hanging on to it, but they don't even understand why they're hanging on to it. They're hanging on to it because it's our right. The NRA don't give a damn about your rights.
They care about making
money. They care about money.
And you definitely don't think the forefathers ever thought there'd be an AR-15. There's no way.
They didn't have that type
right.
of gun.
That's right. That's
they
right.
They didn't have that gun.
Muskets, man.
No, they had, you know how long it took them to load a musket?
Two shots in 1 minute is
man.
What it could do.
Two shots in a minute, the most you can get off in a musket. But the forefathers, I can assure
What's
you
a musket?
This, did not think a musket gun, sure.
That's a gun you have
you put
to
a
load.
Pellet in, you put gunpowder in it, pack the powder in, then you put the pellet in. And then you jam it down in there.
Oh.
And then you shoot. And then you got to do that all over again.
So now,
oh, that's what they call it. Okay, I've
but
seen
here's
it
the other
done.
Thing.
I didn't know the
mm-hmm.
name of it.
Here's what the forefathers didn't count on either.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know that there would be people walking into churches killing people.
No, or
they
schools.
They didn't know that there would be people walking into schools killing people.
Movie theaters.
Children.
Well,
yeah.
They didn't have movie theaters, but I don't think that the forefathers thought that this type of mass killings would be going on.
Never.
See, times have changed. Amendments have to change. There has to be an adjustment. But these NRA people that were on CNN who were Trump voters mm-hmm. were talking about they're against even banning bump stocks.
They don't want nothing changed.
They don't want nothing. It's our right as an American.
Our forefathers.
Yeah. If y'all don't quit with this ignorant mess.
They fight harder for that amendment than anyone in the
Dog,
entire.
They fight.
I mean,
that Second Amendment to them is the most important.
It is.
That inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Now, I don't give a damn.
Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press.
But you're coming in with these guns.
Right.
And I'm not for banning the sale of guns. I'm okay with hunters. I'm okay with people going to gun ranges. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with all
gun
this.
Gun shows, yeah.
But that
all right, well.
Gun shows have to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the letter.
All right, buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, just married. Hello, Shirley and Steve. I'm a 29-year-old Hispanic woman just recently married. I love my husband with all of my heart and soul. We've been together for going on 2 years, married 2 months, and we get along great. The problem is his son's mother. This woman has continually tried to cause my husband and our marriage problems. Now, me being the woman that I am, I try to see it from both sides, but he is my husband, and regardless of the things this woman does, he will continue to be my husband. We promised, till death do us part. I take my vows seriously, but this woman calls my house and his cell phone all the time. Now, I don't have a problem with this woman calling about their child, but the chick takes it one step further and asks about our other children, my husband's two daughters and my two children, and personal issues that pertains to them, as in their daycare and so on. She calls my husband, cusses him out, calls him all sorts of horrible names, and just does stupid things. Calls me, telling me she loves him, but then calls him and tells him she hopes he dies in his sleep.
Wow.
Has called him racial names. My husband is African-American, in parentheses. Mind you, this chick is white. Their son is mixed. Now I've had enough of this nonsense. I have already told my husband to check her. He has, but this crazy chick won't stop. What do I do? Now I could be the girl I was a few years ago and deal with it on my own terms. I'm not trying to do that, though. It's taken me a lot to grow into the woman that I have become. But when is enough enough? I don't disrespect my husband, and even if I did, I know this much, I'm not going to allow another woman to disrespect him. So what do I do? Just married. Dear Just Married, this woman is a bitter, jealous, hateful heifer who is just... She's just mad because her baby daddy married you and not her. That's all. She's trying to do all that she can to destroy everything he touches. She wants him back. Can't get him. So she's using her son as an excuse to push up into his and now your life. Okay? And that's what's happening here. Excuse me. That's what's happening here. And the only reason she can get away with it is because she can. She can. You guys are allowing her to. I was going to tell you to have your husband handle it, but you said he checked her. Well, I think he needs to do it again. I think you and your husband need to get together and do it. It doesn't sound like the courts are involved because, you know, you guys don't have scheduled visits and things like that, it sounds. You might have to go back and be that girl you used to be for a minute and just let her know what is up in no uncertain terms. And if all else fails, just change your number and then call her when you want to call her.
Shirley, you done been in some fights before.
Well,
been in some disputes. Change your number. I'm not changing my damn number. Call me again.
Ready, set, ready. Go.
See what happened when you call. I'm not changing my number. I got too many people I got to call to get a number back to.
You can change it back.
You know we want to hear what you got to say.
Oh, you about to.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, Bad Acting Theater.
What?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, yeah. Dun.
The Chapmans will be here.
We're going to ask some questions today, baby.
But come on, Steve. Right now, let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter.
I'm He's telling ready. You right now, before I give my answer, don't email me about it.
Gonna be
Steve,
like that.
I don't know how you went there. I don't know why you're going to sit up and say what you said. I'm going there.
Okay.
I'm telling you, before I read this letter, mm-hmm. I'm going there.
Okay.
Don't email me, Steve, you wrong. It didn't say that. It said it to me.
And the letter is to you.
Hello, Shirley and Steve. Mm-hmm. Subject, just married. That ain't even the subject. I'll tell you what it is.
I can't wait.
I'm 29-year-old Hispanic woman, just recently married. I love my husband with all my heart and soul. We've been together going on 2 years, married 2 months, and we get along great. The problem is his son's mother. This woman has continually tried to cause my husband and our marriage problems. Now, me being the woman that I am, I try to see it from both sides, but he is my husband, and regardless of the thing this woman does, he will continue to be my husband. We promise till death do us part. I take my vows seriously. But this woman calls my house and his cell phone all the time. Now, I don't have a problem with this woman calling about their child, but the chick takes it one step further and asks about our other children, my husband's two daughters and my two children, and personal issues that pertains to them as in their daycare and so on. She calls my husband and cusses him out, calls him all sorts of horrible names and just does stupid things. Calls me telling me she loves him, but then calls him and tells him she hopes he dies in his sleep. She has called him racial names. My husband is African American. Mind you, this chick is white.
Here we go.
Their son is mixed.
Take your time on.
Now, I've had enough of this nonsense, and I've already told my husband to check her. He has. But this crazy chick won't stop. What do I do? Now, I could be the girl I was a few years ago and deal with it on my own terms, but I'm not trying to do that, though. It's taken me a lot to grow into the woman that I have become. But when is enough enough? I don't disrespect my husband, and even if I did, I know this much. I'm not going to allow another woman to disrespect him. So what do I do? Signed, Just Married. Well, Just Married.
He claps before that.
I'm glad you wrote me. She said the subject is Just Married. That ain't the subject at all. It starts off, I'm a 29-year-old Hispanic woman. Okay. Why can't she just be a 29-year-old woman writing a letter? But she know she didn't want to go there, but damn it, I am. Come on. I'm a Hispanic woman. Da-da-da-da-da. The problem is, she's married to a man. The problem is, his son's mother. Da 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 da. Here's the warning in the letter. I take my vow seriously. There's the warning.
Okay.
Here is the other warning. But the chick takes it one step further and asks about our children. You don't mess with no woman's baby. You have now elevated the problem to another level.
Oh.
Let's go on down there, yada, 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 yada. Mm-hmm. Let's just get to what she has called him racial names. My husband is African American. That means black.
Yes. Yes, really? It does.
The name she been calling him ain't African American or black. I could go light with it, but let's just get to. He done been the N-word 4-5 times.
Several times.
Already.
Right.
All that. All right? Mind you, this chick is white.
Uh-huh.
Once again, is all in the letter. But now chick also rhymes with another word, which I'm sure when she wrote the letter, chick wasn't in it.
Okay.
Oh,
this blank is white. Mm-hmm. Then threw this in there, they son is mixed. Hell, we know that. What you put that in the letter for? Because let's go down a little bit more.
Come on.
Here's another warning. Come I on. Could be the girl I was a few years ago. Uh-oh, red flag. What was she a few years ago?
Uh-huh.
Then last warning. I know this much. I'm not going to allow another woman to disrespect him. So what am I to do? Well, let's just go and get into this letter, what now need to happen.
Come on,
what
Steve.
Need to happen is he done checked her.
Right.
But Hispanic lady, you ain't checked
That's
her.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It's time to check her Hispanic style.
Checkmate.
She, you can cut the music off, Kat. Already got some things on your mind you need to do.
Like.
I think you're going to have to whoop her ass. I think that's all left to do here. She all up in your husband, all up in the kids, calling the phone, calling him all out his name. He the N-word. She all this. Let's just whoop her ass. But not just whoop her. You got to whoop her ass Hispanic style.
Right, okay.
I'm pretty sure something going to be involved. Why are you whooping her ass? Speak in Spanish the whole time.
Like what?
That's a very... and then slap her. And then have a whole lot of Spanish people standing around watching, hollering at her ass in Spanish.
What was that Spanish you were speaking?
Yo le voy a leer.
You
no,
didn't know.
No. You know, caliente, you better move it out. Caliente, culo.
All right, Steve, you know we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, they are here, the Chapmans with Bad Acting Theater.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody.
This is that time.
Yes, it is. This is your girl, Shirley Strawberry, your host and narrator for the Chapmans. Finally, something on the radio that's more off-key than Fergie. Really? It all takes place in Arrogant, Texas, where Earl Chapman, played by Steve Harvey, as we like to call him, Senior Nine Jobs, is the town's pork rind baron.
Yes, that is me. That is me. I am him.
When we last left KK was on the phone trying to figure out who her baby daddy is. And I think she's still at it. KK?
Hey, Luther. This is KK. I'm pregnant. We need to talk. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't hang up. Put your daddy on the phone. Hey, Mr. Jackson. This is KK. I think I'm pregnant. Hello?
Oh, poor thing. She's been on the phone since last week. But the big news is Chester Chapman opened a CVS, which stands for Chapman's Vegan Store, right across the street from his dad's Chapman's Pork Rind business. Uh-oh. And business is booming.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, he did that.
That's right. Just like the lady narrator said, business is booming. That's big B, two O's, big M-I-N-G, Ramon. We'll be opening another one of these in no time. High five, Ramon. Low five, Ramon. Now cross your arms like they did in Black Panther. That's what I'm talking about. Did you see the look on my dad's face when he read the sign that says Chapman Vegan Store? Priceless. In your face, pork rind man.
Okay. And Junior, when I say he's running things in prison, he is running things in prison.
You know, you did a good job on the pants and shirt, Warden. Sorry about that slap. You know what? I think I'm going to go out tonight. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go out tonight. And I'll be back before lights out. I haven't had any good tacos since I've been locked up in this prison. I think I'm going to go over to the J-Spot. I hear they got a good tacos over there, especially on Taco Tuesday. You know the J-Spot Comedy Club, located at 5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles.
Whoa!
Shameless!
Whoa! That's just a shameless plug right there.
Damn right of that. That's mold and shame. Hell, he should pay me for advertising. That's okay. I'll tell you what, I'll just take it out of his pay.
Yeah, Steve, you should. I agree. But Junior is right this time.
You can't call me Steve now. I'm Earl in the play.
Oh, yeah, Steve is on the paper. Sorry. Yeah, you're right, Earl. I definitely agree with
Damn,
you, Earl.
Damn, this really is bad.
I know. But Junior is right this time. They do have good tacos down there. Ooh. Okay, let's get back to this little old soap opera here. KK is still taking a break from the phone calls. She's taking a break and talking to Earl about how to get Chester off his big slice of tofu.
Earl, what's your plan?
I don't know right now, but all I've done for that boy just irks me, and this is the thanks that I get. He opened a vegan store right across from my pork rind business. Oh, I'll tell you one thing, though, KK. I ain't gonna take this line down.
And you shouldn't. Who are you?
I'm Earl Chapman.
That's right, you Earl Chapman. And what did you do?
I built this company from the ground up with nothing but a three-legged pig. And I'll be damned if I let that pig's life die in vain. Damn, I miss Squeaky.
Miss him too, Earl.
And ain't nobody, and I mean nobody, gonna disrespect me in this town right here. You just wait till little Mr. Viggy boy see what this sign says.
What you gonna do to him, Earl?
I'm gonna print 5,000 of these here. I'm gonna put 5,000 of these signs up and put them all over town.
Let me see. That's what I'm talking about. That's the Earl Chapman I know.
Yeah, put this in your meatless burger and bite it.
Oh my gosh, what's on those signs? 2-for-1 tacos at the J Spot.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa. Enough's enough, damn it. Do it again. I dare you. I dare you. I double dare you. Do it again, Hill. And I'm going to see what your check look like next week.
Some shameless plug.
I know.
There must be something happening at the J Spot.
Those tacos are good.
I did get a whole commercial.
He got 3 plugs, didn't he?
Y'all ran the hell out of that.
I bet we did.
It ought to be packed, too.
Wait a minute, I'm Steve. Oh, Steve, be serious, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Earl Chapman.
Well, Earl Chapman, he ain't
playing.
Somebody always wanted to.
A king of the pork rind, Billy.
Oh, he's king of the pork rind.
Wait a minute.
Well, we got to find out who KK baby daddy is.
Man. KK still calling people, though.
Yes. Everyone. She called everybody in town. Now. She didn't call
everybody. Yeah, she called
Hold up, boy. Don't hang up. Let me speak to your dad.
Hey, Mr. Jackson, I'm pregnant. Hello?
Wow. Y'all read that thing.
You wrote that thing.
In the words of Von Bond, y'all read that damn thing. Shelly, he loves you the best. He said, that girl be reading that thing.
Really?
He's your biggest fan. Oh, she be reading that thing.
All right, well, coming up at the top of the hour, movie trivia as we count down to the Oscars. Movie trivia with Steve Harvey, Tommy, and you, because you know, you're the actor on the show. So we'll be back with some of that.
I've been jamming though. I beat him up last time. Yeah. I stunned.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy.
Do we have a script for this?
Tommy, this is what you love to do. You love movie trivia. And I gotta say, lately your uncle's been pretty good.
He's been nailing them lately. Right. I ain't gonna lie. He been hitting.
And he let me tell you something. He swore him down last time I was cheating, but I don't know how I could cheat at this.
You know it. When you know it, you know it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you used to cheat at everything. I just. You know. He know it.
The only thing is, you know, this ain't no test for no grade, so you know, he ain't the same.
All right, come on, Tommy.
Can you make me feel good?
That's Monster Ball by Halle Berry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Halle Berry.
Wow. So you're doing a lot.
I'm talking
Tommy
about no time.
No, right. I mean, that's right off the top of his head right there. Right.
Wait a minute now.
Boy, that hurt him right there.
Oh, yeah, you took him out. Yeah.
That hurt him right there.
He was hitting you with his best shot.
That was his best shot? You need some more
wood. I stung him with that.
Yeah, you hit him hard.
I stuck Steve Harvey stinging him.
Good with that one.
Oh, man.
That's when you go, ooh. Yeah. Okay.
I know I'm going to have to think
come
about
on, Tommy.
This.
I'm going to stop playing. Go ahead, Tommy.
All right, man. So let me go on and get ready to start thinking now.
Come
all
on, Tommy. Right,
hey, Doe, you still got one brother left, man.
One more time.
Hey, Doe, you still got one brother left, man.
Ricky! Ricky! Ice Cube, Cooper Gooden Jr., Boys in the Hood.
Woo!
Yeah. Hi, Lee Tommy. Come on, man.
Classic.
Down here on 120 twin.
One more time.
Down here on 120 twin.
Oh, that's a, hold on, let me think. Bill Cosby? No, it ain't gotta be like, oh, I know what that is. That's that movie I ain't never seen before. You done that one before, Tommy. One more time, Tommy. Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Huh? That's
Chris Tucker.
Which one y'all just told him?
Nobody told him. I don't know.
He said he's never even seen the movie, so.
This Friday. That Friday.
Just
Friday.
Just Friday.
It's one of them Friday, though. Yeah. You know it's one of them Friday.
Okay, one of them Friday.
This Friday, that Friday.
This Friday.
Last Friday. Yeah. Friday forward.
Friday. Fish fry Friday.
Friday afternoon.
The day after Thursday.
All right, how Come about on, this Tom. One here? Okay, I think I'm going to throw in with this one.
Let me try.
Hey, man, you got to give me something to go on. Now, you know, I'm going to let you be in my band, but you got to give me something to go on now.
Mo Better Blue? Mm-mm. Okay, do it again.
They sitting out on a park bench. Hey, man, you got to give me something to go on, man. You know, give me something. What are you working on over there? I know y'all trying to do something big. Come on now.
Oh, I know what it is.
I got you now, boy. I got you now. That's easy right there.
What is
you
it?
You didn't do it right, though, Tommy, because you don't sound like him. No, that's messed up, dog. You really cheated right there.
Okay, come on. What is
it? I saw that movie. That movie okay. I did see.
Okay,
that
what is it?
That drum line, dog.
That's Jay.
That's oh, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's Jay and drum line.
Yeah, man. That's purple suit and everything. Yes.
Give a little flight of the bumblebee.
That's when Petey Pablo come out.
Yeah. Oh. No, that's when I'm trying to get information out of Nick Cannon. Right?
Yeah, no, I know,
Nick
but Cannon. I'm just saying. And
the movie,
when Petey
right?
Pablo Petey. Come out, that yeah. movie.
Yeah.
Come on, Tommy.
Man, I miss Petey Pablo.
Tommy, yeah. Tommy, why don't you do some mainstream movies? Trying to stomp me though.
You
these
got
little,
any white movies?
Little lesser known films.
Okay, hit it. Well, you think you're big time?
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to continue this because okay. He can't get me.
And I'm trying to get it.
Jet.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Mr. Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Job assing, purse snatching, monocle. You ain't me. You ain't never been me.
That's not a good voice, Tommy.
Well, what movie?
Yeah, but how the hell, that's a badass voice.
You don't even know
though.
What it is.
Yeah, but hell, how the hell I'm going to know what it is?
I'm pretty close. Voice. Cat dog, am I pretty close?
No, you ain't pretty
he
close.
You ask Cat.
Cat said he I'm was pretty close. Close.
You know, Cat is good at this too.
Okay, hold on. Say it again, because I'm gonna know.
Mr. Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
Okay, now I know the movie, but I can't think of the name of it. But it's that movie where he wore the brown coat in, and no, he wore the black coat, and he was a cop. But it was an Al Pacino movie, but I don't know the name of it.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Like a Spanish name.
Yeah, you. Oh, okay, you're close.
But he's not a cop, though.
But you're close.
It was a cop in the movie.
It's a cop in every movie. It's a cop in every
movie. Hell, you talking about he ain't no cop. Hell, you ain't doing the voice right. No, I'm telling you, it's a Spanish movie. He kind of has Spanish. He had a goatee in this movie.
Carlito's
Way. He had a goatee
in the
movie. Carlito's
Way, Steve.
Carlito's Way.
Ain't that Spanish?
We'll take it.
Carlito.
All right, come on, Tommy. Yeah, that was hard.
But I still got him, though. Yeah. I just ain't know the name of it. Come on, Cat. Boy.
He ain't got it.
Okay, we have about another minute. Come on,
come
guys.
On, boy. He can't
okay,
take it.
Okay.
I'm crushing it.
Come on, Tommy. Look at your
you going to sit here and let a woman talk to you crazy at your own dinner table?
Oh, you going to sit up here and try to pull them color purple on me like I don't know what
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, Tommy, that's your go-to. You knew he was going to get
that. You got that nasty one.
You going to sit up here. You know how many times you done that? You think I ain't listening? Boy, boy, what else you got, boy? Come on.
Oh, God.
You need to try. Yo, you need to pick your skills.
Okay, I got one.
Hey,
I got one.
Use
I got
your
one.
Degree.
He do the
same. Hold on. Check this out. I'm finna drop a sound bite for you. Okay, here we go.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take.
Oh, right, get on out of here. It's a long time to brave heart.
This is too easy. That's my favorite part, Steve. Come on.
Steve Harvey killing him with the Oscar movie trivia.
All right, we'll be back with more of this craziness
Steve,
right after this.
Play something
Come on,
me,
Steve.
Boy.
Freedom. Say it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. We're in the middle of movie trivia, Tommy versus Steve. Steve is nailing it right now, Tommy.
Shirley,
come on.
Am I wearing him out?
Yes,
today?
You are,
come
surprisingly.
Come on.
Not since Quiet, Junior sir. Have I seen a beating like this.
Quiet on the
Yeah!
That's you Team Tommy J? That's what you are?
Team Tommy! Team Tommy, man!
Can't you tell,
they
Tommy?
They ain't loyal, Tommy.
I'm finna tear his ass up. Watch.
All right, come on. Let's go.
I wish I could see my friend right now.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes! Next! Yes!
Do you have any movies you've seen? Makeup
in 2000.
Did I kill him with that one?
Man. Yes.
Okay. I got one line he don't know. Hey, Auntie.
Oh.
What?
Hey, Auntie.
It's you pretty big.
What the like hell? That.
Yeah, it's big. It's big, yeah. Steve.
It's
that
big.
Was, that was probably, That's My Mama.
That's not a movie. That's a TV show.
Madea go to jail.
No!
Somewhere Auntie can be in it.
Yeah, that's what he's
okay,
thinking.
Okay, what is it, Tommy?
That's Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Wait, hold up, wait, hold up, dog. Hold up.
Hmm?
A movie that's currently in the theaters? Mm-hmm. That's what you're using on me?
Well, it's...
Hold up, whoa, dog. You doing a movie that's currently in a theater?
It's the biggest black
scene yet.
Biggest black movie ever.
And then you use biggest black movie in the two damn words you come up with. Hey, Auntie. Hey, Auntie.
Everybody on here knew it though.
But Steve.
Man, I just sent 300 years to see this movie.
Woo!
I sent 300 kids and teachers to see this movie.
From where?
Up at Universal City Walk.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I rented out the theaters. I bought popcorn, drinks, refreshments, everything.
Come on, Steve.
That was
you bought
good.
Popcorn, too?
Now, I don't even know how much it's cost.
Oh, yeah. That come was on, a me, good let
me,
thing.
Let me tear that ass up some more. You ready?
I'm going to put it up some more. With Black Panther dog.
Lost one.
And of all the, if you'd have said Mwanda or something like that, I could have got a hey, Auntie. That ain't no damn famous line in the
yes,
movie.
Yes, it is.
It is, yeah, Steve. It is.
Well, you ain't got time ain't to go see the movie.
Yeah. Tommy, get him.
Okay, here we go. Check this out. Shoes, sir. The boy was off trying to find some shoes.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Ooh.
Smacked you with it, boy. Glory. I slapped him with it in the mouth. Yeah. Glory.
Thank you, Tommy. Back to back, Morgan Freeman.
Tommy?
Back
that's
to back.
A get ready to hit you, and you like, put your hand down.
Yes.
Back to back, Morgan Freeman movies. Thank you.
Y'all see me? Y'all, am I crushing
you
time?
Yeah, you're doing the doggone thing.
But it's some more movies out there. He just need to use it.
He has no
hold up, quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. I should not lie, yeah. The church bought me this glove. So
I know everything about Richard Pryor.
Okay.
How bad you want to get hurt?
Come on, Tommy.
This boy.
Tommy, you suck.
How bad you want me to hurt you? You want me to hurt you now?
Kill him.
You want me to save it?
Kill come on. Him. Kill come on. Him.
You don't play
kill
with me?
Him.
Can you just...
No, it's okay, embarrassing.
What is
it? I'm thinking about switching from Team Tommy. That's what I'm
saying. No, that's how bad.
Give me the movie so I can move on.
You want which way is up, which way is loose? Turn it over, turn it out.
Okay. On the way out, I'm gonna leave you a cliffhanger right here. I want the knife.
What?
OJ.
God, we have to go to break. This is an ignorant show right here, in case you don't know. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, part three of movie trivia. So far, Steve I mean, you're winning just so big. Tommy, you suck. I'm sorry. I'm always Team Tommy.
I'm stomping this boy.
But come on. Man.
Come on, Tommy.
It's really embarrassing.
All these great movies out there.
Who put them snakes on this motherfucking plane?
Right.
Oh, you think we don't know Samuel Jackson?
Oh, God. Come back strong, Tommy.
Ooh, snakes on the plane.
I appreciate the two Morgan Freemans, though.
He ain't seen but 10 movies.
Yeah.
I know, and he's an actor.
I mean, what I'm
okay, Shirley, he's not going to get this one. Here we go.
Okay, come on.
Never have so many loved so few.
Say what?
Never have so many loved so few.
Oh, that ain't nothing. That's another Morgan Freeman movie right there. That ain't nothing. That's a dude. The chains on the dog, the enemy is hell.
No, that ain't it.
No.
I don't know this.
Rumpelstiltskin.
What?
Shirley, you know that one.
I don't.
I don't know it either, Tommy.
I don't.
All right, Tommy, what is it?
That's Uptown Saturday Night. That's Kevin Lockhart.
That was Morgan Freeman.
That sounded like Morgan Freeman.
Pull it up. Can't pull it up, I promise you.
No, dog, you don't sound nothing like it.
I'm right.
Don't you know any Denzel movies?
Go ahead, put it up.
He knows all the Denzel. That's his boy.
I want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for a very lovely evening. Never have so few owed so much to so many. Good night.
Okay, who is this right here? You know the rules, Pretty Tony.
Oh, come on, man. That's the Mac.
The Mac. Woo!
That's his era.
I'll slap you with that one. I'll beat you down. You was four when that was out.
Man. But boy, did you make up for it, though, once you got grown.
24-hour lockdown. Pelican Bay. I'm the police. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Wow, you should have stopped before you said that. You had a chance 24-hour lockdown to get me, but the King Kong ain't got nothing on me, boy. Man, you ain't in number training crazy. Day now, man. You ain't doing good today.
Tom bro. Hanks Have movies, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt.
I do Tom Hanks, he's going to know it.
I mean, come on.
I knew everything else. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, I'll give you time. Let's see if he knows this Tom Hanks movie.
Wesley Snipes.
And here I am, sitting on your couch. I've got ice in my glass. I've lost her all over again.
That's Forrest Gump, man.
Yes! Yeah.
Golly, man.
It's not.
Oh, it's not?
It's not.
Mm-mm. Why it sound like it?
Why does it sound like Tom Hanks doing Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. You know Jenny.
That's who it is.
Hey, dog. You getting your movie characters mixed up.
You getting your movie behind kicked is what you're doing.
He's got some Morgan Freeman in everything you do.
Let me just do one time. Let me stomp. I got one stomp.
You gonna stomp me?
Watch this.
Come on.
Love me for the man that I say I am. Mm.
Say it again,
Junior. Love me for the man that you say I am. You know what movie that is, huh?
No, I said that to my ex-wife.
you can't relate though, huh? Yeah.
What movie?
It don't exist.
What?
Tommy should have tried.
Oh, that ain't fair.
Sound like a real
movie. Yeah, I was right.
The Oscars are this Sunday.
Oh my God.
All right, make sure you watch. We'll be back to close out the show, okay?
Without Tom.
Yes.
Love me for the man I say I am.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are at the last break of the day. It's been a good day. And here we are with just one more thing, your closing remarks.
Today, I have some really, really good information. I'm really, really pleased with this line of thinking because everybody has them. Everybody has to deal with them. Everybody faces it. It's just so many people lose the point of it. You know, the thing about going through something, I think you can go through something better if you know there's a point to it. You know what I mean? People go to the gym to work out if they're trying to get to a certain point. The moment you don't see the point of it, going to the gym becomes ridiculous to you. Mm-hmm. It becomes harder to you. All of a sudden, it doesn't make sense. So what I want to show you is how to look at the point of something. And the thing that I'm going to talk to you about is something that everybody faces when they're trying to be successful. Because everybody is going to go through some difficult times. Everybody, I don't care who you are, you're going to have some difficult times. Everybody is going to have some challenges. Challenges, difficulties, setbacks. You're going to have this, but listen to me. All of this is part of the process to succeed. When you are presented with these setbacks, these difficulties, and these challenges, I want you to understand what they actually are. They are actually tests. Everybody gets tested. The reason you have to have the test is because tests are presented to you to see if you're willing to go through the process. It's merely just to see if you're willing to go through what it takes. The challenges, the setbacks, the difficulties. The tests are just there to see if you are willing to go through the process. Now, in being willing to go through the process, it assures you something. that when you pass the test and you reach your goal, that you will have a level of appreciation for it. I'll give you an example. Somebody use your car. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend that. They're not going to take care of your car the way you do because they didn't pay for it. They're not making a note on it. They didn't have to struggle to get the down payment. They didn't have to make sure their credit was right. They didn't walk in the bank and get turned down a couple of times, then go back and fix their credit. Now they got it. That's why. If you rent out your room to somebody, they're not going to take care of your room like you take care of your house because they didn't go through the process to get it. All they wanted was the room because they didn't have to fill out the credit report. They didn't go down here. They don't have the mortgage. They don't know what it took to have to own this house. That's why they ain't take care of their yard, because they renting. Some people who rent don't take care of the property because it ain't theirs. Now, that's not all renters. I'm just talking about the case of some. Because when you go through the test, it causes you to have an appreciation for it. Now, the tests are necessary. The test teaches you things. The test provides you with a lesson. Tests are merely lessons. You're going to see these tests again, and when you see them again, they won't appear as nearly as difficult because you've already taken the test before and you've already passed it. The test also strengthens you. All these tests you have, it strengthens you. It's like lifting weights. Oh, it's heavy right now. If you put them 50s in your hand, that's heavy weight. But if you keep lifting 50s, after a while, you can lift 70s. But them 50s, but guess what them 50s did that was so hard that you felt like dropping and you needed a spotter? They made you stronger, though. The tests make you stronger. The next thing that the test does for you is it makes you experienced. Because now that you have these tests under your belt, you know something. You can turn around and share with people how to get past the test because you've seen them before. This is the reason that you have challenges, setbacks, and difficulties, because you are being tested. So when God gives you the thing that you're asking for, you will have a level of appreciation for it. You will have learned the lessons that it takes to maintain it. You will have been strengthened by the process, and you'll become experienced by the process. Here is the last and main thing that the test does for you. These tests that they're presented to you. Old people have said it 1,000 times. You cannot have a testimony without the test. How can you share this experience with anybody? How do you tell a young person what to do if you ain't been through nothing? How can you teach me how to play golf and you don't play golf? It's impossible. You can't be the swim coach and you can't swim. I'm sorry, you can't. You got to have gone through the process. It's the process and the test that gets you to the point, but you can't have a testimony without a test. You'll have nothing to say in your life if you've never passed any test. You'll have no story to tell. So all of you that are being tested, you're working on your story. Now, what story will you tell your children? What story will you tell your grandchildren? What story will you tell young people who need mentoring? What story will you tell people who they look up to you and they think you got something? What story will you tell? You've got to be tested to make it happen. Pass the test, deal with them, and you'll be fine. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. You have all a right. great weekend, too. Yeah. Great closing remark. Yeah.
And that goes out to that school in Mississippi that hated Roscoe.
Party, middle school.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.